Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. The words V'tana Didan. But at this point, the Gemara is in the middle of a Shakavatayr, so we'll just go back a little to Chazer, the Shakavatayr, so that we could understand what the Gemara is talking about at this point. The Gemara in daf Kuf Yudalid Amid Bey is brought from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon, that Vatira Ab Yerushes Benoi and an Isha is Yerushes Espino. A woman could Yarshin from her son. It's chiddush that not only does a man Yarshin, does he take over if his son dies, but a mother as well will take over the Yerusha of she will Yarshin from her son. And the reason he learned this is from the drush of Matos, that it says Mata by a man and Mata by a woman. So the connection of Mata is just like a father is Yerush's son, so to a mother is Yerush her son as well. The Gemara is simple question. Our Mishnah on the first Mishnah in Yesh Noichlam says that that a father is Yerush's son, but a woman is Moirish, she gives over to her son, but she's not Yerushim. So that seems to be against this Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. So the Gemara said, he answered him. I have no idea who taught the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah is taka a problem, but I don't understand pshat in the Mishnah. It doesn't go like this. So Gemara asked, why did they answer for Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shimon that Mishnah Seinu any idea Mishana? We don't know who taught it. Why don't we just answer that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, who's not Darish Matis, meaning we had a Machlekes back on the Kuf Yud Aleph, a different Machlekes. What is the halacha about a woman, about a mother, being yarshening to her children? So we know that a son yarshens a mother. But what about a daughter? A daughter also yarshens. What if a mother leaves over a son and a daughter? So we brought down that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav says that if a mother dies and has both a son and a daughter, they both yarshen her equally. So the chiddush is that a daughter has equal rights b'nichsei imay. A woman has equal rights. This is the shita of Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. And how did Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav know that? It's because he did not derish matos. He did not connect. He does not connect a mother to a father. He does not say just as by a son, the man comes, just as by a father, the son comes before a daughter, so too by a mother, the son comes before the daughter. He does not learn matos to teach us that. Rather, he says, we don't learn matos. We don't learn the gzera shava matos. And therefore, a daughter will yarshin from her mother equally to a son. So if we don't learn matos, so therefore, why do we have to say that we don't know who the Tana of our Mishnah is? Let's just say that the Tana of our Mishnah is this Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, who doesn't darish matos, and that's why he argues on this memra of Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shimon, and therefore, the Mishnah holds that a woman does not yarshin from her son, like Rabbi Zechariah ben, unlike Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, because they don't learn matos. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi learn matos. Maybe the da'awat Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, who does not learn matos. The Gemara says that can't be, because it can't be our Mishnah is Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, because the Mishnah says a different statement. It says b'nei achos, the sons of sisters. The sons of sisters yarshin, meaning if a nephew would yarshin from his aunt, because a sister would yarshin from a sister, and then the son would get it. That's one of the cases of the Mishnah where it goes one way, where the son yarshins from the mother, the son also yarshins from the aunt, but it doesn't go the other way around. The aunt and the mother doesn't yarshin from him. Since the Mishnah says that case, the Braisa learns that what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's coming to tell you that the son comes before the daughter in that case of Bnei Achayis, in that case of a sister dying and then yashning to her sister and then the son yashins from there. The Chiddush is that the son yashins before the daughter. Not only does the son yarshin in the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, the Braisa says, that Bnei Achayis, the Chiddush is that the son yarshins before, primary, before the daughter. Now that would be against Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov, because we just said Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov's shita is that when a mother dies and leaves over a son and a daughter, they yarshin equally. So, and we wanted to say that our Mishnah is Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov. Our Mishnah can't be Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov because of the safe of the Mishnah, which says the case of Bnei Achayis, son of sisters, where the halacha is, the son comes before the daughter. So therefore, it can't be Zechariah ben Akatzov. So now the Gemara is back to the question, V'tana didan. So 11 lines from the top, the Gemara says, V'tana didan min manushach. Our Mishnah, our Tana of our Mishnah, manushach, how does he learn? E darish matois, if he's going to darshan the gzereshav of matois to connect a man to a woman to in this gzereshav, then ishanami tiarish esbeno. So then we should learn, like we mentioned on Afkuf Yudal and Amid Beis, like Rabbi Yechonah Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon learned, that a woman should be able to be Yerish from her son too. That was his drasha from matois. Just like a father yashins from a son, so to a mother she yashin from a son. And we know that the Mishnah does not learn like that. So what are you going to say if the Mishnah is not Darish Matos, Tanakam, but the Mishnah is not Darish Matos, then Ben Tekadon Labas, Benichsei Ei Minolei. So why does the Mishnah say the other case, that a son comes before a daughter, Benichsei Ei? The only way we knew a son comes before a daughter, Benichsei Ei, is not like Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov, because we are Darish Matos. So now, if we're saying that we're not Darish Matos, so then where would he know that a ben is called in Baas, but Nichsei Ei Minolei. So Zakta Gemara, Liyoylam, you're right. The Tan of our Mishnah is Darish Matos. He is Darish, the word Matos, to connect a man to a woman. Therefore, it comes to teach us that just like a son is the first Tiyarshan from his father, meaning if a father leaves over a son and a daughter, the son comes first and the daughter gets nothing, and not like Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov, because he darshins matos. If he darshins matos, then why does he hold that a mother does not yarshin from a son? The Gemara says, v'shani hacha, unlike Reb Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, he has a reason fakert, why a mother cannot yarshin from a son, because the pasuk says hachad amakra b'kol bas yereshes nachla. The pasuk says b'kol bas yereshes nachla yereshes v'enim mereshes. She yarshins, she gives over, but she's not mereshes. She can't yarshin from her son. And the Rashbam explains that it's not just a play on words, but it's an extra word. Rashbam Le'olam Darish Matos, three lines down, says, Habamotzi Mikhtab V'chol Bas Nachla. It could have just said V'chol Bas Nachla, right? What does it have to say? V'ksiv Yereshes, L'meim Radavki Yereshes Shnei Matos, V'enem Yereshes Shnei Matos, right? So it says Yereshes, it says exclusively V'chol Bas Yereshes, to teach you that she's Yerish from two matos, but she's not Mereshes, she doesn't go back, and she's not Mereshes, she doesn't inherit from two matos, rather she does not inherit from her son. At this point, we're up to the second Mishnah of Perek Yesh Noichlim, and the first Mishnah discussed who is Yerish and who is Mereshes, who yarshins and who bequeaths, who gives it away. And now the second Mishnah discusses the order of the Nachlis. We mentioned that the Psukim are not in order. The Psukim that are brought down in Parshas Pinchas, which discusses the Nachla, cannot be in order, because in the psukim, even though it starts off with the son and daughter, but all the way at the end, the pasuk says, and we mentioned that the sheirei hakarav elav is referring to the father, and we know the father comes before the brothers and comes before his brothers for sure. So obviously the psukim are not in order, so the Mishnah now is going to discuss the order. A second thing that our Mishnah discusses is something that we've mentioned in the past, and that is the sugya of mishmash. Mishmash means that anyone that yarshins, then it goes down to his yarshin. Even somebody that is supposed to yarshin, let's say a son who's supposed to yarshin, and the son dies, it would go, he doesn't lose it, he doesn't lose that yerusha. If he has a son, it would go to his son. This lashon of mishmash comes from all the Rishonim even use this lashon of mishmash, but it comes from the Gemara over here on Kuftez Vavim the Beis, right on the top it says Haketza Nachla Mameshes V'Haleches Ad Ruvain, that Nachla's Mameshes, it keeps on being Moshech from one to the next, and even if somebody is even if somebody dies, his Yarshin gather the right, they gain the right, they yarish the right of whatever the first one had. Lashon is the yarish bekever, that the person that dies is yarish even in his kever, because it goes on to the next, his next level of yarshin. So says the Mishnah, say the nachlas kachu, ish ki yamus uben einloi. The pasuk says here in we mentioned this pasuk numerous times in Pinchas, but in Pinchas Tzlofchad, ish ki yamus, a man dies, a ben einloi, he has no children, vavartim es nachlasa lebitoi. Zok the Mishnah, ben koidim lebas, v'chol yotze yerecha isha ben koidim lach. The son comes before a daughter, and not only does the son come before the daughter, but all of his descendants, all of his yarshim come before the daughter. So that means, if a man leaves over a son and a daughter, and his son died, but his son left over yarshim, those yarshim would get even before his daughter. So it would come out, if he left over a granddaughter through a son, and he left over a daughter, his granddaughter would yarshin everything, and his daughter would get nothing, because it goes through the son. Ben koidem lav, bas koidem es la'achem. The Mishnah continues that a daughter, the next level, the next after a son, comes a daughter, and she gets even before the brothers of the mace. The same thing. And her descendants also come before the deceased brothers. The brothers come before the achiav. They come before the father's brothers, the uncles. Same halacha. Their yershim come before the uncles as well. Zaklal kol akoidim nachla. Whoever in nachla, if they were alive, comes first. And yetz yerecha koidmin, then their descendants through them would also come first. As we mentioned, they are still yerish bekever. Ha'av, and then the Mishnah seems to, I guess, copy the lashon of the psukim, because in theory the father comes first, as the Mishnah is about to say. Va'av koidem l'chol yotzei yerechai, and Av comes before any of his yotzei yerechai, any of his descendants. Meaning, he comes before the brothers, and he comes before his brother. So in theory, it goes son, daughter, father, then brothers, then uncle. But it says, I think, Av at the end, so similar to the Lashon that we find in the Psukim, where it says the Av at the end. Now, what's talked about over here in all the Mefarshim is, and we mentioned in passing, we'll just try to get into it a little bit more in depth over here, and that is how does the brothers work? How do the brothers of the mace, if someone dies and he does not have children, so the halacha is, and he doesn't have a father either, it goes to his brothers. The question is, how do his brothers yarshin? The Torah says that the brothers yarshin. Now, we just mentioned this concept of mishmash, this concept of that the next person that's related is yerish bekever, and then it passes on to his descendants. So, simply enough, if this person died, you could say that the way he's yerish is that the father is yerish bekever, and then the father passes it along to his sons, which are the brothers of the deceased. That's one pshat, that it works mishmash like every other mishmash, like the same way that if a person dies and his son died, he would pass it on to the grandson. The same thing, the same way it would work if a person dies and doesn't have children, but he has brothers. The way it works is because it went to the father who died, and now then it goes passes on to the brothers. Mitara mishmash. The other pshat is that no, maybe a brother is different. Maybe a brother has a din yerusha himself. Maybe just like a son or a daughter or a father has a kayach yerusha, kayach atzmam, they are connected to the person that's giving it to them, mikayach a kervas mishpacha, like we mentioned in the previous dafim. So too, they themselves are yerish from their brother. It doesn't have to go through the father, rather it goes directly through them. And the Mefarshim bring down Machleikasim, they say it's Machleikas Rishonim. Most of them are Medayik in the Ramban in Chumash, in the Ramban and others, that it only works through Mishmash. That there's no concept, the Ramban actually, the Lashon is that there's Ein Yerusha Letzadim. Yerusha doesn't go to the sides. It only goes directly son to father, father to son, back and forth. And then, now that the father, Yerush Bekever, will go to his sons, who are the brothers of the deceased, because it keeps on going back and forth in order, up and down, but it doesn't go letzadim. So the whole way that a brother is yarshin from the person that dies is only through this concept of mishmash, through this concept that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Mefarshim Adayik, however, from the Machna Ephraim and others, are Medayik, Marmakayim Zechir, Matana Simon Mem, the Medayik and the Rashbam on the Kuf Chav Heyam Beis, that the Rashbam learns not like that. The Rashbam learns that brothers have their own Din Yerusha. Brothers don't have to go through Mishmash of their father, but if someone dies and he leaves brothers and he doesn't have a father and he doesn't have sons, it goes directly to the brothers in Koyach, their own koyach of Yerusha. Now the question is, what would be a nafkamina? So the Mefarshim all discuss nafkaminas. Rav Akiva Eger in Shuva Kuf Lamed Beis starts off with maybe a nafkamina is like this. Maybe a nafkamina would be, let's say the father has a baal chayiv. Father has somebody that he owes money to. So if it's going through the father, so then it would have to go, baal chayiv would take whatever was owed to him, and then it would go to the children. If it goes directly to the sons, so the father never had anything, the father died without any money, the baal chayiv loses out. However, that's not so pasha, he says, because mehechatesi, even if it goes to the father, mehechatesi, the baal chayiv gets it. Maybe who says the baal chayiv gets beroi? Maybe the baal chayiv only could get paid on things that the father had when he died, but not things that he acquires after he dies. So he says another nafkamini, he says like this, maybe the Gemara and the Kuf Lamed later on is going to say, famous member of Yechonim and Breiko that says that you could say lo yorish leben ben habanim, that if a person has a bunch of children, even though you're not allowed to give away Yerusha to someone else, but you're allowed to give Yerusha to ben ben habanim, you're allowed to give Yerusha to one person that is right to be Irish over others that are right to be Irish. So he says, maybe what would be a case, either if the brother, the deceased person, let's say said, I want to give to one brother and not to the other brothers. So if it's going through him, maybe he'd be able to do that. But if it goes through his father, so his father's Yerush, and then his father passes it equally. And the nafkamina could be the other way around also. Let's say the father, before he died, said, all my Yerushas should go also to one son and not to the other sons. So if it goes through the father, we would listen to the father. It would only go to one of the brothers. But if it goes directly to the brothers, it doesn't go through the father. So maybe it wouldn't be Yerush. That would be another nafkamina. Chassam Sefer says a nafkamina. He says another nafkamina that he brings down from the Rosh and the Mordechai, that which we say, we mentioned this also in the past, that a mumar is not Yerush his father. But that's dafka learned from a miyat, from a father to a son, that a mumar is not Yerush, but he would be Yerush other people. So if one of the brothers is a mumar, so if it goes through the father, he would not be Yerush, but if it goes through the brothers, he would be Yerush. So the question now is that these are the two chakiras and how a brother would be Irish. Now, if you can ask a pasuk question, if a brother needs this new din of Yerusha, if a brother needs this new din of Yerusha, meaning he doesn't yashin shoot through mishmash, rather he yashin through this new din of Yerusha. So you could ask, how could he yashin through this new din of Yerusha? And this is the question. And Imre Moshe and the Chazanish and others that ask that at the end of the day, we said that the closest karev comes first. So when a person dies, it should go to the father, the kever, and then to the brothers. Even if you want to say that the brothers yashin directly, but brothers only have a schus the yashin directly after the father, right? If the person dies and has a father, the father comes first. So if the father is coming first anyway, so then it's never going to work from the brothers directly to each other, because it's always going to go through the father. So even if you hold that there is a concept of Yerusha, but lamaisa, it should always go automatically b'teres Mishmash. On that, the Mefarshim answer that which we say that it works with Teiras Mishmash, that's only if there's not another Yerush that's alive like the brother. But if you have an option, Ayin Shem, I'm not going to get into this in depth, then in a Chanami, maybe it would go Teiras the brother. Another question you could ask, and Tosis asked this question, is the other way around. According to the Shita that holds that brothers work through mishmash, that the way brothers yarshim from each other is through the father. So then you could ask a simple question. So then why does the Torah bechlal need a pasuk to tell you that achim ayarish? The pasuk in Pinchas, Perek Tazayin, pasuk Yud, says, in pasuk Tes, in Ein Loi Bas, you give the Yerusha to the brothers. What do you need a pasuk for? Of course you give it to the brothers, because the pasukim later are going to say that the father yarshins. If the father yarshins and it works with Torah's mishmash, so then of course that's why the brothers yarshin. So what do you need a special pasuk? If you say that it works with Torah's achim, and there are nafkim minas between the two, so you can say the Torah is coming to tell you a chiddush, that in this case, brothers don't only yarshin with Torah's mishmash, they don't only yarshin through the father, but they yarshin directly. And what's an afkaminas? We mentioned Rabbi Kiveger, we mentioned Chassam Sofer, different afkaminas, and that's why the Torah is telling you that they have a koyach Yerusha themselves as well. But if you're going to say that, no, the Torah is not telling you any chiddush of Achim being Yerush, so why b'chal do you need the pasuk in the Torah? So the truth is that Tosis himself asks this question on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Tosis Yachol, literally last lines of Tosis is from Tamer Achim the Kasa Rachman Olamali Kivan the Nachlam Mishameshes Ad Ruvain. It goes back up to Ruvain Yerush Ab Bekever Lahan Chalabad of Hanasarim. He'll go Bekever. So Tosis answers. And you have to get back into the city over there to understand what Tosis answers. But Tosis' answer is that the Torah needed to write it, because if not, I would have a havamina that the av is kodem labas. Meaning the Torah has a diak that the father comes before somebody. Who does he come before? He doesn't come before a son, and he doesn't come before a daughter. So he comes before the achim. That's what we darsh in the psukim. But if it doesn't say achim in the Torah, you would have thought it came before the das. Therefore, the Torah had to say that it comes, that Achim in the Torah to teach you that when the Torah was saying that the father comes first, it means before the brothers. Okay. Adkan, let's go weiter in the Gemara. And maybe we'll see a little bit more about this later. Tana Rabbana, says the Gemara. Ben, son, Ainli Ella Ben. Ben HaBen, the grandson. Oy Bas HaBen, or the grandson through the daughter. Oy Ben, Bas HaBen, or a son, daughter, son, meaning a grandson through the daughter, through the son, through a daughter. Minayin, how do we know that they yarshin too? Tamen Leimar. Ein Loi. The Pasuk said, in Ein Loi Ben, so we darshin, Ayin Alav, you look into him. Not only if there's no son, but if there's a grandson, you give it to the grandson. If there's a great-grandson, you give it to the great-grandson. Say, the Gemara asked the same question the other way. How do we know a bas works? That she could be mishma, she could be yerish to her daughter and to her son. Bas, ein li ela bas. Bas habas, the daughter of a daughter. Ben habas, son of a daughter. Bas, ben habas, minayin. How do we know? Tam lomer, ein lo, ayin lo. The pasuk by a girl also says, ein lo bas, then you give it to the achim. So again, the same drasha, ein lo, meaning ayin lo, you look into it. Ha-ketzad. So how does this work? The Braisa says, how does this work? Nachla mishameshes v'haylechas ad ruvein. The Nachla keeps on going up and up. You keep on looking. If you can't find the next closest relatives, it goes up all the way until Ruvein. Says the Gemara, v'lema ad Yaakov. Why say until Ruvein? Go all the way until Yaakov. Am Rabbaya Gemiri, because we learned to like kala shifta. It's coming to tell you a chiddush that we learned that never would a shevet ever be totally wiped out. So therefore, there's no reason to go past Reuven, because every Shevet is always going to have some sort of Yershim within their Shevet. Surely say it probably get into the ten missing tribes. if we see the Gemara says Mefurish that Gemiri the like Kala Shifta, that there will not be a Shevet that will ever be destroyed. And the Rashbam actually brings a pasuk, the rival David Malachi, ki ani Hashem leshinesi atu b'nei Yaakov loy felisam. Children of Yaakov will not be destroyed, and therefore every therefore it says B'nai Yaakov Ad Reuven and not Ad Yaakov. Just because we got into the Lamdas for a second, if you hold the cup in Shuri Rosh Shmuel, he says if on the side of the Chakira, that the way brothers Yarshin is not through Mishmash, but they have their own Yerusha, meaning Yerusha doesn't only go like the Ramban up and down, but it goes sideways too. He says, what's the Gemara's question? Ad Yaakov, it should only say it until Reuven. Why? He says, because brothers Yarshin before the father. So they don't Yarshin before the father, but if the father is not alive, it would go to brothers. So it goes Ad Reuven, because we know that Reuven had brothers. If it's going through the father and then down to the brothers, then you could say, let it say Ad Yaakov. But if it's going brothers and then up a father, brothers up a father, brothers up a father, so then the last brothers is Reuven. Ataka makes sense for it to be Ad Reuven. So he answers that it depends again on a Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shuvas, that this would depend on Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shuvas. If the brothers also died, then if the brother also dies, does Mishmash work through the brother as well, or then it goes back to working through the father? Ayin Shem. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Ha'imer, Tiyarish Bas, Im Bas Haben, Afil Nasi B'Shab Yisrael, Ayin Shemin Rai. Anyone that says that a daughter should Yarshim with a granddaughter, meaning somebody had someone that died had a son and a daughter, and his son died, but his son left over a daughter. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, we just said in the Mishnah, that granddaughter gets everything, because she comes with Kayach Av. She comes through her father, and therefore she would get everything, even though this guy left over a daughter. Whoever says that daughter would split it with the granddaughter, we don't listen to him. And Shanan, Ella Maisa Tzedukim, these are Maisa Tzedukim. The Tanya, as we learned, Ba'arba, the Esrim B'Tavis, on the 24th of Tavis, Tavna L'dinana, we return to the din, to the real din that we were supposed to. Why? Because the Tzedukim took over the Bezdin at that time. And Shai Tzedukim Oimrim, and the Tzedukim would say, Tiyerish Habas, Im Habas, Im Bas, Im Bas Haben, that a daughter should Yashin with a granddaughter. That was their Shita when they took over the Bezdin, and therefore, and on the 24th, it was returned. What was the story? Nitpal Aleim Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai came to join them. Amalehem, and he said to them, Shaitim Minayim Zelachem. I hear that you're paskining that a daughter shares equally with a granddaughter. Where do you know this from? No one responded to him except for one zaken. Shaye Nefat Fate, who was fighting Knegdoi, the Oimer, and he was saying, Ma Bas Benoi Habomi Koyach Benoi Tereshenu Bitoi Habomi Koyach the Koshkin. He brought a Kavachimer. He said, if the granddaughter only coming Mikoyach the son, this daughter who's coming directly Mikoyach herself, she's coming directly Mikoyach the Av, the one that died, the Koshkin, shouldn't she get a Yerusha? If the granddaughter gets a part of the Yerusha, shouldn't she get a part of the Yerusha? That was his Kavachimer to why he felt that this is how we do it. Karalov Esam Nikra. So Rabbi Yechon Mizaki responded to him with Psukim in the end of Ayishlach. When the Psukim says, Eile b'nei Seir, it's discussing the children of Seir, Hachairi, Yeshi Aretz, Leiton, V'oshavol, V'tzivoin, V'ana. These are his children, the Ksiv, and then two Psukim says, B'nei Tzivon, who are B'nei Tzivon? B'nei Tzivon are Aya V'ana. So we see this Ana was a child of Seir, and it was also a brother of Tzivon, but yet it was a son of Tzivon. Ela Melamed, says the Gemara, it's coming to teach us, Shabbat Tzivon al Imoi v'Hailet Ana, that what happened was, Tzivon, Tzivon lived with his mother, and therefore Anna was born. So therefore, it's true. Anna was a brother of Tzivon, but was also the son of Tzivon. So what do we see from here? We see even though he was a brother of Tzivon, he is still considered as a son of Seir. He goes into Seir was the Melech, and he had four sons, and one of them we consider Anna. Why do we consider Anna a son? It must be because Anna's father Tzivon died, and he's Yerush with him. He's Yerush together with him. He's on that level. Now, all the Mefarshim ask, and the Zaken Echa is actually going to ask this question in a minute. He's going to say, one second. I agree that when you have a grandson through a son, that he gets Nachla. They were only arguing by a granddaughter. But a granddaughter, then the daughter should be Yerush equally with the granddaughter. But they never argued about a grandson. And your raya is that this grandson, Anna, is Yerush with the other brothers of the Bnei Seir. What's the raya? So the Mefarshim say that the raya is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying your Kal v'Chomer is flawless. Your whole Kal v'Chomer was based upon the fact that if you come mikoyach koychoi, it should be worse than coming directly mikoychoi. It should be worse than the generation above, the daughter above. And the answer is yes. We see from over here, just like by son of a son, we see that the grandson is considered like a regular brother. He comes mikoyach av, and he's on that same level. So obviously your Kal v'Chomer is a pircha. But this Zaken Echad, the Tzaduki, didn't get that. But before that, the Gemara says, Dilma Trei Ana Hava, maybe there's two Anas. Maybe it's not really, he's not the grandson. Maybe there's a different Ana that was a son and a different Ana that was a grandson of Seir. Amrava Amina Milstaloi Amra Shavur Malka. I'm going to tell you something that Shavur Malka didn't say. Mana Shmuel, Ikad Ami Amra Papa, Amina Milstaloi Amra Shavur Malka, Mana Rabba, Amakra, Hu Ana. The Pasuk continues, says, Hu Ana? Hu Ana the Meakara. This is the same Ana from beginning to end. Amalei Rebbe Bekach at Patroni. This Zaken Echad said to Rebbe, this is how you're being part of me. This is how you're answering up my Kal v'Chomer. I was talking about the daughter, not the grandson. And Rashbam says that his kasha was good for this. I was only talking about the bas haben is Yerush with the bas. Amalai, so he responded again, Shaita. You see how he's talking to the Zduki, he's saying, Shaita, like to hey, Torah, Shalema, Shalonu, Kesicha, Batela, Shalachem, our Torah is not like your Sicha, Batela, your stupidity. Ma, the Bas, Benoi, Shekin, Yofa, Kayach, Bemakim, Achim, Taima, Bebita, Shahira, Kayach, Bemakim, Achim. Your whole Kal v'Chomer was based upon the fact that he's closer in a generation. I'll ask you if I care. I'll ask that the Baz Bitoy is Koyach b'makom Achim, right? If you have brothers, then he comes, this Baz comes and is Yerush together with them. Time of a Bitoy, but a daughter doesn't Yerush with her brothers. So if a daughter doesn't Yerush with her brothers, a daughter is weaker than the granddaughter through a brother. And the Nitzuchim, and he was successful, and he won the argument. I say, I'm also Yontif on that day. It's going back to the 24th day of Tevis. They made that into a Yontif. Just have a few minutes. Go back into this psukim, amazing psukim in Parshas Vayishlach, which, you know, this is not a mainstream parsha. Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah goes off and has literally tens of psukim about the descendants of Esav, and then it goes into the Bnei Seir. And this Bnei Seir we mentioned has four children. Tzivon and Anna were one of these children, and Tzivon and Anna, we said, were really not only brothers, but they were father-son, because Tzivon lived with his mother, and therefore they gave birth to Anna. And the Pasuk says, Hu Anna? Asher motza es hayim. That he found mules. He was the first one to crossbreed a donkey and a sus, and he made a mule. And Mefarshim explain is because just like he himself was illegitimate, he himself came through illegitimate marriage. His mother was also well, his mother was also his grandmother, right? Because his father lived with his father's wife, and that's how they became a child. So therefore, he was the one that created these mules. He's the one that created this concept of a crossbreed in the world. And Rashi continues, and Rashi says, why are these pesukim here b'chlal in the Torah? Why b'chlal they're here in the Torah? So number one, we see a beautiful thing from our pesukim. We see that every pasuk in the Torah is necessary for other reasons, even though the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, are going to try to fire out reasons for how we know that, for why we need these pesukim in the Torah b'chlal. But we see our psukim still the Chazal Dorishit Mamish for Yoni Anachla. They used it to answer Tzaduki and Yoni Anachla. But Rashi says, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we don't use it. What are these psukim needed? So Rashi says, Lehuska Lichta Mishpachas Achari Elimne Timna. Only because of the girl named Timna. And a few psukim later, it says, Achois Lotan, one of the brothers, his daughter was Timna. Meaning, there was a sister over here by the name of Timna, she was a daughter of this B'nai Seir, Hachayri, this prince, this king. And who is this Timna? Who is this Timna? Rashi says it was written in order to teach us, tell us about Timna. So Rashi earlier brings from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adav Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, discusses Timna, discussing how it gets to it through Menashe, but the point is, the Gemara is, Timna, who is she? Bas Melochim Hava. She was a daughter of kings. Siv Aleph, he brings a Raya. And then the pasuk continues. Boi la gure, she wanted to become a ger. She wanted to become in the children of Avram Avinu. Basa, she came, it's Avram, it's Yitzchak V'Yakov. She came to Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov. First, I'm explaining, not literally all three of them, and live in the same generation, meaning she came towards the children of Avram, and Avram, she came to Yitzchak V'Yakov. V'lai kiblua, and they did not accept her. She went and she became a pelegish. She didn't even marry. It was rather she became a pelegish to the son of Esav, Alifaz. Amra, she said, "Mutav tei mishpacha leumazu. It's better I'm a maidservant to this nation. V'lo tei gvir leuma acheres. Nafik mina Amalek. We'll see in the pesukim earlier. Amalek comes out of her to Atzar in Yisrael, and he caused Tzar to Yisrael. My time at delay bul and rachmi, because Taka Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't accept her as a geirim, and therefore this Timna, through this Timna, because she had to marry Alifaz, that is why." That is how Amalek came out. And Rashi earlier, and a few psukim earlier over here, in Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, discusses Ela told us Esav, and Pasuk Yirav, it says, Timna Haisa Pelag Shel Alifaz. Timna was the Pelagish. And Rashi says, La'idia G'dulasi Shel Avram, and it's coming to tell you the greatness of Avram, Kamahe Toivim Lidvek Vazari, how much the people in the generation wanted to connect to his children. That Timna, who was a bas alu, she was a daughter of kings, she rather be a pelegesh to Alifaz rather than marry a king. And that's why Rashi explains, and it's for this reason why all these psukim were written in order to come to tell you this point, to tell you the gedula of Avram Avinu. So who is Timna? So we said Timna was the daughter of Seir. How is she the daughter of Seir? She wasn't directly the daughter of Seir. Rashi continues, and Rashi says, she also came about illegitimately. She came out, Alifaz lived with this same wife of Seir, who also lived with her son, and that's how Anna was born, but now she also lived with Alifaz, the son of Esav, and that's how Timna was born. So Timna was born from Alifaz, and the wife of Seir. And then this Timna then became the Pelegish of her father. And that's how Amalek was born. So you see the illegitimacy of Amalek. It's an amazing little history over here of the rest of the story of how Amalek came out and through all these illegitimate children. And all this terrible snus, and I, part of some I saw some of Farshim say that that's Kufa why he's talking to teach us that the difference between Klal Yisrael and Esav, Klal Yisrael and all the way the Goyim live, the way the Goyim live their lives. Just to end off. So the Mefarshim Taki ask, why didn't they accept her as a ger? So some say Gufa because of this, because she was mamzeres, she couldn't marry into the Kal, etc., etc. But what was shocking to me was the fact that she wanted so badly to come to Klal Yisrael, and yet she ended up marrying Alifaz and having Amalek. It's so the opposite of everything that she was trying to do. And it reminded me sort of in the Yana Diyama with the story between Arpa and Rus. Arpa and Rus were both sisters, and they were coming with Naomi, and they both wanted a Megayer. And what happened? Arpa was coming, and Rus finally convinced her not to come, and she went back, and she gave birth to Goliath. And Rus continued, and she gave birth to David. And it comes at the end, and we know the story of Goliath and David, and everyone asks that Arpa was, she was so great, she was coming, she was almost a Rus. She almost had a David. Yet she went back, and she was Mizana with 100 men, and then she had the son of, and then her son was Goliath, one of the biggest Rishonim in the world. How could it be they came so far, and they dropped so low? So I once heard a pshat, said over from Matthew Solomon, he brought down a Medrash Rabbah that says, he didn't say it on this, but I think it's Shtel too. Kol ha-mascha b'dvar mitzvah lo yigaymrim oisoi gaymrim misa. This is going on by Yosef and Reuven. But Reuven started saving Yosef, but didn't end up saving him. So therefore, he was maschel b'dvar mitzvah, gomer lo misa l'ishto yishtei banav. And that's why, if you look in the psukim, Reuven, his wife, and his two daughter, and his two sons died, because kol maschel b'dvar mitzvah, someone that starts a mitzvah but doesn't finish it. So therefore, that gomer misa l'ishto yishtei banav. So we see the terrible einish that someone has when they start a mitzvah and they don't continue it. So too, Efshi say over here, that was the same thing with Arpa. She started a mitzvah and she didn't continue it. And maybe that's the same thing also over here with Timnah. If she would have pushed on a little further, maybe Avram Yitzchak Yaakov would have accepted her as Gerim. But obviously she stopped short and she went to the other way. She went to marry Alifa. She went to marry the daughter. And the pshat is that once it's hard to do a mitzvah, it's a hara, but once you have the siyat l'shmaya to start the mitzvah, you're almost there. At that point, if you turn back, at that point, it's a chaval. You're right there. You have the mitzvah. It's easy for you to do. At that point, that the oinish is so much greater. And Efshar, that's the pshat over here too, in Timna, and maybe that was the pshat in Arpa, that once she started, and she was there, and then she threw it all away. I think the mashal was, Rav Shneur Cutler said, that a mashal of a king that gave money to two people to build them a palace. And one of them took the money and wasted it. And the other one took the money and built him a palace. And as the king was coming, he burnt the palace. And he lit it on fire. And the king came to see his burning palace. Obviously, he was even much more distraught with the person that actually built the palace. And then he burnt it in his face for somebody that never built it in the first place. And so someone that starts a mitzvah and he has the mitzvah there, and then he lets it go, that's much worse. And that's where Goliath came out of. And that's Efshar, where Amalek came out of, through Timna's mistake as well. Shmaya.